a person who was from Musa's nation was seeking the aid of Musa against their common enemy. It says, فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ. He was seeking his help. And as we explained, seeking the help of somebody to deliver you from calamity that is within his ability, then this aspect of seeking help is permissible. But you have to always remember that you consider this person as a means, but Allah Azza wa Jal is the final and the only protector. Having said that, we have finished this chapter. Walillahi alhamd wa minna. And we go through the issues very quickly. المسائل أن عطف الدعاء على الاستغاثة من عطف العام على الخاص. The first issue in this chapter that to attach supplication or an invocation with seeking assistance, istighatha, is the attachment of the general matter to the specific matter. المسألة الثانية تفسير قوله ولا تدع من دون الله ما لا ينفعك ولا يضرك. The explanation of the ayah, do not call good akbar, that to call what we cannot harm you nor can prevent evil from befalling you is a major shirk. The reason being because calling, making dua is ibadah, and ibadah can only be directed to Allah Azza wa Jal. أن أصلح الناس لو يفعله رضاء لغيره صار من الظالمين. That the most pious person, if he calls, if he does this action which is calling other than Allah, he will be from the transgressor. The meaning of this ayah, because this ayah was revealed to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. And therefore, if the Prophet does that, and of course the Prophet will not do that, but if he does that, he will be from the transgressors. The fifth issue, تفسير الآية التي بعدها. And that is to explain the next ayah, which is the ayah, وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ. The sixth issue is, كَوْنْ ذَلِكَ لَا يَنْفَعْ فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْ كَوْنِهِ كُفْرٍ. Calling other for help besides Allah is of no benefit in this world, and besides that it is disbelief. But we have said that calling other than Allah Azza wa Jal, it might be a case in which you call other than Allah Azza wa Jal, and that which you called for, Allah gives it for you. That does not mean calling other than Allah is of benefit at all. Calling other than Allah is always major shirk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the truth. The third ayah الثالثة is the explanation of the third ayah, which is to seek sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The eighth issue, أن طلب الرزق لا ينبغي إلا من الله كما أن الجنة لا تطلب إلا منه. To seek sustenance can only be done from Allah Azza wa Jal, just like you do not ask anyone to take you to paradise except Allah Azza wa Jal. But that should not be understood that we should stay home and ask Allah for sustenance and it will fall upon us from the sky. We have to go and bring upon ourselves the causes for Allah to sustain us and to provide for us. But when this providers come, we know that it's coming from Allah. It's not coming from the employer. It's not the employer that sustains you. It's Allah that sustains you. You are only working. And your sustenance is coming through those means. النقطة التاسعة المسألة التاسعة تفسير الآية الرابعة. The explanation of the fourth ayah. العاشرة أنه لا أضل لا أضل ممن دعا غير الله. There is no misguided more than the one who calls other than Allah. أنه غافل عن دعاء الداعي لا يدري عنه. That the called upon is heedless of the call of the caller. The 12th issue, أن تلك الدعوة سبب لبغض المدعو للداعي وعداوته لبغض المدعو للداعي وعداوته له. That calling the caller is a cause for the caller to hate the called, for the called upon to hate the caller. That Allah titled calling others is an act of worship. That the caller will fall into this belief by practicing this ibadah. كفر المدعو بتلك العبادة. The 15th issue, that هي السبب أنه من أضل الناس. That this is the reason why this person is from the most misguided people, because he is committing act of disbelief. The 16th issue, تفسير الآية الخامسة, and that is the explanation of the 5th ayah that is in the chapter. And the 17th issue, and the situation that those people who worship the idol, when severe calamities befall them, they worship and they call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is true. But also we find some people whose heart is very much filled with disbelief, that when severe calamities befall them, they call upon the things that they worship and they forget calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The 18th issue, حماية المصطفى حمى التوحيد والتأدب مع الله. The protection of the chosen, that is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the tawheed, and being mindful with Allah azza wa jal. And we take this benefit from saying, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, إِنَّمَا يُشْتَغَاثُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. You can only seek the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having said that, we have finished this chapter. وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ينفعنا بما فيه من العلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. What are the words of Allah? Words to create and words to legislate. أحسنت. Is it permissible to seek refuge in other than Allah سبحانه وتعالى?
Yes and no.
Explain.
If you seek refuge in other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's within that thing's capability, then it's permissible. But if it's not within that person's capability, then it's not permissible.
Give examples that will clarify that.
For instance, if you were to seek refuge in other than Allah or from death, then this is not permissible. But if you were to seek refuge in someone from the bully, this is permissible.
Okay. The jinn, are they men and women or they're not?
They are.
What are the evidence of them? That there was men from the jinn, the men from the ants that used to seek refuge, and men from the jinn. We thought when we addressed this ayah the issue of al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. Reward is the same nature as action. How is that in explained?
Oh, you say that sometimes when you seek refuge in the improper means, you get exactly the opposite of that which you were seeking.
Exactly. Is it permissible to make istighatha in other than Allah? Istighatha. What is istighatha? This is a question that I should ask. What is istighatha, Ya Nabi? The chapter 14. Istighatha, to seek the aid of other than Allah to deliver you from calamities. Shirk? All together?
Anything as
Ja'ala. Okay. What are the four conditions on calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are there two?
Khawf, mahabba.
Khawf or mahabba.
Two more? Begging and humiliation.
What is begging?
Begging.
In Arabic.
I don't know.
Tadarru. خوف ومحبة وتبرعا وخفية.
Longing.
Security. Obfuscation.
Yeah.
You know what obfuscation means? To ask Allah earnestly. To ask earnestly. Not just ask, but to ask earnestly. That is the meaning of obfuscation. It's an English word. So is it permissible to call other than Allah Azza wa Jal? Is it permissible to call other than Allah Azza wa Jal?
No.
So if I invite you, I call you to my house to have dinner, you're not going to ask and say, this is shirk?
If my name comes to my house, it's not permissible.
So give us the proper explanation. Is it permissible to call upon other than Allah or to call other than Allah? Give us the...
If it's within the person's case, like if you call on that person to do something that they can do?
No, it's different.
Huh?
No, this is not how it goes. We say calling is two types, ibadah or non-ibadah.
Right.
A call which is ibadah can only be directed to Allah Azza wa Jal. A call which is not ibadah, if you are calling a person to something that they can do, it's permissible. If you are calling them to do something that they cannot do, then it is shirk, even though you say it's not ibadah. Going back to the hadith, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات, we say we have the legislated, the word to legislate and the words to create. Those words to legislate and words to create, according to what criterion they were established? Anyone? According to two criterion that we have mentioned. For yes.
Truthfulness and justice.
Truthfulness and justice. What is the ayah in the Quran?
You said it.
وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ. Truthfulness as far as what? Truthfulness refers to the information, the account, al-akhbar, and justice refers to the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we move on inshaAllah to the more explanation to that issue, and it's a very important issue that for us to understand it inshaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help me to explain it and help you to understand it. We said the words of Allah, there's words to create and words to legislate. The word to create and the words to legislate, they are due to the will of Allah, because also Allah's will to create and will to legislate. In Arabic, al-irada al-kawniyya and al-irada al-shar'iyya. Al-irada al-shar'iyya, the will to legislate, and we're going to call it legislative will. And will to create, we're going to call it creative will, the will to create. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two wills, will to create and will to legislate. Everything that comes as a manifestation of Allah's will to create and Allah's will to legislate, they have certain qualities. Now we're going to talk about the qualities of things to create. خصائص الكونيات. It has two qualities. The first quality is الوقوع. That means it will be created. It will come to reality. The second, it does not mean that Allah loves it, nor it means that Allah does not love it. يعني خصائص الكونيات أول شيء أنها تقع وتتحقق. ثانيا عدم إلزام المحبة. إرادة الخصائص الكونيات كل شيء يأتي تحت ما كان من الكونيات. So the two criteria that come under to create category, there's two criteria. First, it will come to reality, it will be created. Secondly, that which was created, it may be beloved by Allah, or it may be not beloved by Allah for itself. It may be beloved by Allah, or it may be not beloved by Allah for itself. خصائص الشرعيات اكرت are two also. Whatever comes under the category to legislate, the first khasa, the first, what did we say, khasa'is first? So the khasa'is of al-shari'iyat, the khasa'is of things to be legislated, the first khasa, the first quality, that Allah loves everything that He legislated, and He loves it for itself and for its consequences. Again, khasa'is, that things Allah, the first quality of things to legislate is Allah loves it for itself and for its consequences. The second quality, that it may take place or it may not take place. Having said that, we're going to go through some things in the Quran that will illustrate this point. The first thing concerning the words of Allah. We said the words of Allah, some of them to create and some of them to legislate. An example of words to create, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ash-Shura, ayah number 14, وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى
لقضي بينهم.
If it wasn't for the word of your Lord that they would be postponed for a certain time, their situation would have been dealt with. See what it's saying? If it wasn't for the word of your Lord, هذه الكلمة هي the word, it refers to الأمور الكونية. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed before what was going on for them to be postponed until a later time. Had Allah not willed that before, they would have been destroyed at that time. The other ayah that shows us the words to legislate this time is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُمْ. Allah has tested Ibrahim with a few words. So Ibrahim carried on the words of Allah. Here the words refers to أمور شرعية, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated for things for Ibrahim to do, and Ibrahim did those things. Another example is, and it will bring the picture clearer inshaAllah, التحريم. التحريم ينقسم إلى تحريم كوني وتحريم شرعي. Forbidding التحريم also into two categories. تحريم كوني, meaning the تحريم of a creative nature, and تحريم of legislative nature. Let's stop with the تحريم of the legislative nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةِ. The mayta has been forbidden for you. The mayta is the carrion. We look at this tahreem and we want to examine it. Is it the tahreem to legislate or to create? Let's look at the criterion. The first criterion, does Allah love for us not to eat the carrion? Of course He loves for us not to eat the carrion. Does that take place at all the time?
No.
Some people still eat maita. Some people still eat pork, khinzir, even though Allah has forbidden them from doing so. That means it's not taking place in all times. Therefore we classify this tahreem, this prohibition, in the category of prohibition to legislate. That Allah legislated this rule that those things are haram. If this tahreem was to create, no one would have the ability to eat pork. They will lose this ability. Allah will forbid them from that being taking place. So they will not have the ability to do so. So therefore, in looking at the tahreem, which is al-tahreem al-kawni, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَحَرَامٌ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. In Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah has forbidden a town that was destroyed, they will never go to come back. So this tahreem here, something that Allah has did it in to create for man. Therefore those people, they did not have an ability to do otherwise.
Another example, inshallah, will bring more illustration. Al-Amr, the command of Allah. Also, it is two categories, to create and to legislate. Al-Amr, al-Shar'i, to legislate. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah commands justice and goodness. Allah loves justice and goodness. One. Secondly, do we see justice and goodness in all situations? So that means this command is to legislate. That means Allah legislating for us justice and goodness. But that does not mean everybody will be forced upon doing the justice and the goodness. Whereas we're going to see when Allah gave an amr, a command, which is to create, He said, وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. Allah said, if He wants to create, to destroy a town, He will command those people who are indulging in things, the indulgers, Allah will command the indulgers, so they will disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, they are going to be deserving the punishment of Allah and they will be destroyed. Realize here where Allah says, أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا. We command those who are indulgers. This command is not a command. Allah is not legislating that for the people, but Allah is ordaining for them to do that in a creative format, that they have to do that. It's not something within their choice. Another example. Al-Izn, the permission of Allah. Also the permission of Allah is two types. To legislate, Al-Izn al-Shar'i, and to create, Al-Izn al-Kawni. Al-Izn al-Kawni, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran when He was talking about the people who are learning how to do witchcraft. And they will be able to separate between a man and his wife by practicing the witchcraft. Allah Azza wa Jal said in this ayah, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. They're not going to bring a harm over anyone except by the permission of Allah. Allah is permitting that affair to take place, not as a way to legislate a religion to the people, but this is a permission to create. We look at the principle. Does Allah love that for itself? Allah does not love that for itself. Is it going to take place by the will of Allah? Yes. That means this is an even a permission that falls under to create category. We're going to take another permission that falls under to legislate category, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا قَطَعْتُم مِّن لِينَةٍ أَوْ تَرَكْتُمُوهَا قَائِمَةً عَلَىٰ أُصُولِهَا إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. If you cut a tree or you let it standing, it's going to be by the will of Allah. Allah was legislating for the believers when they conquered that area, to cut the tree or to leave the tree. The last example is Al-Kitab, when Allah ordained upon the people. Al-Kitab. Al-Kitaba tanqasim ila kawniya wa shar'iyya. Al-Kitaba al-Shar'iyya. The kitabah that comes under the category to legislate. Allah Azza wa Jal said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ. All who you believe, fasting has been written over you, meaning ordained over you. Let's subject that ayah to the criterion that we have studied. Does Allah love for us to fast? The answer is yes. Does fasting take place from everyone? No. That means this is to legislate command. Let's take an example where the kitabah comes shar'iyya, when the kitabah is qadr kawniyya, to create. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, قل لو كنتم في بيوتكم لبرز الذين كتب عليهم القتل إلى مضاجعهم. Say, if you were in your houses, those that being killed was ordained and written over them, they will be killed in their houses, in their beds. What kind of kitabah here? Kitabah qadariyah, because that thing will take place regardless. So now, after taking this information, we can start to look at the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal and see, are those creation coming under the will of Allah to create and legislate, or they are coming under the will of Allah to create